was a crazy one yesterday in Oxnard, California, with the hour-long press conference that you heard on this radio station with the KNC Masterpiece. They will be broadcasting live in Cali today. It's Sean Sharif, RJ Choppy, and our insider Bobby Belt with you, along with Peyton and Aiden in the back, live on the Fan Camp, Twitch, and YouTube. We had shots at Trayvon Diggs and Terrence Steele. Shots at Micah Parsons and Dak Prescott. J.J. Watt saying, anytime you can publicly take a dig at your star quarterback and your star pass rusher simultaneously, you just got to do it right before the season. Nothing makes guys want to fight for you more than hearing how upset you are that they got hurt while fighting for you. So, will there be some makeup? Will they just get over it? Will the check eventually be signed? These are questions stemming from the press conference yesterday on 105.3 The Fan.
If I were to power rank the insulting nature of contract negotiations, stuff he said at press conferences before, number one would be Zeke Who. That was very clearly like a directed, like, who cares? Number two would probably be something to do with CD. One of the times that he was just like, eh, do we? Who even knows what we need to do? And then somewhere behind that would be one of the things he said about Dak or this injury thing. To me, I didn't think this was as much of a slight as he could have thrown.
Your list is one of the worst I've ever heard in creation.
I just published it at CBS Sports.
The Steele Diggs thing. That's the worst.
Oh yeah, no, it is.
That's the worst.
I'm talking strictly about the guys in contract negotiations right now.
Okay,
like in terms of
You were talking about like when it comes to contracts. What he did yesterday, what he did with Dig now.
I think he would want the Steele one back.
I feel worse for Steele than I do Diggs. But he was basically like, we shouldn't have paid either one. We shouldn't have paid them when we did.
Yeah.
He also went into Mike Ducey. Mike Ducey was going for the headlines. And he asked Jerry if he ever thought about stepping down as general manager.
Well, I didn't have any trouble talking it off because those were obviously painful moments when I would be thinking like that. And I just, that's not why I'm here. That's not from my part, that's not what it's been about. And from that standpoint, and plus, what is such a misnomer? And I really want to emphasize this. Probably unlike most general managers. For instance, Mike, he's not here, so I talked about him when he was here and talked about him nicely and everything else, but Mike hadn't spent much time in the draft room when he was at Green Bay. That's not how I've operated as general manager of the Cowboys. I have Shoddy, I have Steven right at this particular time. Hell, Tad might even be in there. But my point is, there is such a inclusion and discussions. And as you know, you see it, I'm in the Senior Bowls, combines, all of that. All of that melds into a real good feeling about where we are, so that I'm not sitting up there throwing darts about a player. Or I'm not sitting here logically addressing financially about whether to extend the contract going forward. But I have huge incentive to do it right.
So what Jerry's trying to say is that there's a misnomer. Everyone is involved. There's a misnomer over inclusion and that, yeah, for a cocaine heartbeat, it went in and out of his head, the thought of stepping away as general manager. That was a nice way that he answered it.
Yeah, because he was... I mean, it's a question he's been asked a million times.
Yep.
He was never going to do it, and he never will do it.
Yep.
He's going to be the general manager of this team for, when it all said and done, it's going to wind up pushing 40 years, 45 years, 50 years. I mean, however long he has, he will be the GM.
I did get a text in the middle of that answer from somebody on the tennis courts.
Well.
And they said, just doing an arousal check on you for Jerry taking a random, Mike didn't have the qualifications I wanted. Talking about McCarthy not being the draft room guy that he wanted.
Did he take a shot? I thought he was just trying to say.
It's not a shot. It's more just like, he didn't have things the way I do them. Like, it was more like that.
I always think whenever he brings that up, he's trying to say, the Packers don't include the head coach like I do in the draft prep. That's what I take from him.
The Packers won a Super Bowl with him.
Yeah. Well, just don't be a smartass for 2 seconds. And let me get my point across. He's trying to say McCarthy inclusion, say here, it's more of a teamwork thing than anyone ever discusses. That's the nice way he answered that part of it. But then he started getting, I thought, aggressive and basically saying, I bought the team, so I'm going to do it this way. I rolled the dice. I took the gambles. I flirted with bankruptcy. So you're not going to tell me, he kept saying this, right? When you guys write, am I facing the heat? You don't bring no heat to me. I was face-to-face with bankruptcy. And because of that, I'm going to do it my way. It's my team. And while he was going through that, I just started to become infuriated. That was the angriest I was during the whole press conference because I just heard me, 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 my, my, my. It's like my five-year-old arguing with his sister over having toys. And then I became sad for the Metroplex because you hear other sports owners talk about they're a steward of the team, right? I'm just the placeholder. It's just my name at the top. Now, maybe a lot of them are full of BS when they're saying that, but a lot of people, at least publicly, who own teams say it's the city's team and it's my obligation, duty, and responsibility to do. Robert Kraft has recently said this. It's my obligation, duty, and responsibility to give the city championships. And Jerry Jones doesn't feel that way. And Jerry Jones certainly doesn't act that way. And that was my mixture of anger and then depression. And look, it's his right to do that. It's his right. He's exercised it from the beginning. But, and he may not give a rat's ass about it, it's also the fans' right to despise your football existence and wish that you were far, far away from the star. That, unfortunately, we were arguing about that. We weren't arguing. We were debating it in the commercial break. Like, when Jerry Jones is no longer the general manager, how many people are going to throw a parade over that? Like in Washington, they did for Dan Snyder leaving. So you can do it your way. And you can be stubborn. And you can believe, wait, he said this is the best way I believe to win a championship. With 30 years of nothing sitting right there in front of our faces, you had the gall to say that?
Settle down. Just
this is the best way I believe to do it, and you haven't even come close after 30 years. It was just a reminder. Reminder at this time of year. So
I'll
that was my.
Somebody else to ask these questions.
I know.
He won three. He'll say he won three with doing it his way. So like the way
I'll say it was Jimmy's way.
But he would say who was the GM? I was the GM. It was still my decision.
Well, everyone believes it was Jimmy was the GM.
Look, I'm not disagreeing with you on that.
He
I'm
can just, say it, he, but then yeah. What have you done 30 years since?
I mean, you took your lump sum payment early on. Mm-hmm. You know, you got the guaranteed money up front, your signing bonus up front, and now we're just paying the pipe.
I'm just saying, you have the right. Go ahead, do it your way. Just know that the overwhelming majority of Cowboy fans label you as the number one hurdle and impediment to winning.
And
that's a fact.
And I think he would, if you were to put that in front of him, I think he would say, well, I agree. And it's like, because ultimately we haven't had success and the buck stops with me because I am the one who does make the decisions. This is my stuff. So yeah, ultimately that rests with me. It doesn't rest with anybody else. Just like, because he wants this environment where.
But he doesn't care.
He doesn't care. Like, I mean, that's the, I don't think he doesn't care
about the suffering of a Dallas Cowboy fan. He doesn't care that the fan base, like.
He would say he's suffering more.
He would.
I would say
you can only speak to your own suffering, except for when you're talking about CeeDee Lamb and Zach Martin and injuries at training camp.
Right.
I would say, no, you're not suffering as much worth, you know, $10 billion.
Oh, well, yeah, that's a good pillow. That's a hell of a parachute.
Yeah.
You know, like it's the old Jerry Seinfeld quote in his comedy. My life sucks too. Maybe a little bit less,
right?
But it sucks too.
And I'll repeat what I said yesterday. First off, it's a whole nother topic. I'll never, I'll rarely believe that the losses to teams hurt the diehard fans as much. Like, it ruins weeks. You can still go home to your mansion, and that's something you can never measure. But it hasn't hurt Jerry enough to change. It hasn't hurt Jerry enough to change titles.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, he's the organization functions wildly differently today than it did 20 years ago.
Oh, for sure. The moment, I mean, since Bill really.
Let me ask you this. If Jerry Jones brought in, would Jerry Jones rather win three more championships with, give me a current, with Howie Roseman?
Mm-hmm.
No, four. Four titles with Howie Roseman or one with himself?
He would, it's a caveat.
One with himself as the GM.
I was going to say, Howie's title would have to be like executive vice president.
They hold a press conference and they go, I'm finally doing it. I'm stepping away. Howie Roseman is the new general manager of the Dallas Cowboys. He rather win four like that or one as is?
It's a non-starter for him to relinquish GM.
I know.
Yeah. So that's your answer. It's a non-starter. No, he can't.
But which?
He would rather win none. Because he said, like you said, if I'm cashing these checks, I need to make the decisions.
Yeah.
And so like that, that's
and that
the
to me says every
to.
That to me says everything about a sports owner.
Now, could somebody say
it does? Yeah, the one thing is,
because you're supposed to want four titles for the city.
But I don't.
You're supposed to want four titles for the players. You're supposed to want four titles for the Metroplex. Not the one for yourself.
What I don't know is. Are the words important? Are the words general manager so important that, like, no, Jerry, you're doing, we will keep the same organizational structure where you have the veto that you say you need as owner. We're just not going to have the time. I don't know.
The title is so important.
I know it is right. I don't know if there's ever a day or a scenario that you could present to him. There might be if you say, look, all the structure is still the same. It's still viewed the same. Like externally, it's just that title isn't going to be on it. I don't know if he would accept that. He might, but.
Like, even if he relinquished the GM role, and he was still the owner still, and this goes for every owner, still has the final say.
Yeah.
In everything.
He reminded everyone, I write the Micah check. So he can talk about Adam Pacifica and Steven and Will McClay, but he loves to remind, yo, I'm still the big dog. With the big stick. He told that to the reporters. I still signed that check.
Right, and it doesn't matter. Name the owner. Name the owner on the National Football League, whether they're the GM or not. You know, they're all in the room on draft day, right? They all have to give the thumbs up.
Yeah. The bigger problem may not be the title and all that. What happened yesterday...
It's the talking.
...is a microcosm. So if that happened publicly... Just the chaos that came out of that and the circus, what's happening behind the scenes and how do you have a championship organization with that? That's probably the bigger issue.
I think it's probably reversed though. I think a lot of times
public bluster.
I think the surface is a lot of the times much more chaotic than it is in reality behind closed doors.
Yeah.
Because I think there is a little bit of like a
showmanship.
Like, yeah. Like, all right, we, you know, I'm giving comments on this negotiation. This better make an impact. It better land. And then I think behind the scenes, that's what frustrated Mike McCarthy. A lot of times I think was Mike McCarthy felt like there was stability or certain things that he felt like were consistencies behind the scenes that then publicly is like, okay, that seems to run counter to everything we've talked about. And I think that was really difficult for him to wrap his head around.
So there it is, a little Inside the Star here on your home of the Dallas Cowboys. Sean Tree, RJ Choppy, and our insider Bobby Roberto Belt. It is the return of PP in the morning. So I have to remind myself I'm an adult as I read the name of that segment. And Peyton says, get ready because your tattoos are a thing of the past. PP in the morning is next.